Well, the name of the book will catch your eye, Making God Part of Your Family. How are you doing with this quest? The book encouraging families to read biblical stories in order to enlighten and challenge themselves and or to better understand how to live life. Well, especially in today's tumultuous times, it's a frequent line we use here, and glad that you are here to discuss your latest work on behalf of you. Michael Grady on the line. Good morning to you, certified United Methodist speaker. Do I call you a Reverend Grady?
No, just Michael Grady, just Michael.
Thank you. Yes, yes. Well, and author too, but yet believing in this power, evangelistic association leader and more. So how are we doing on making God part of our family these days, Michael?
Well, it is making God part of your family is more difficult for families throughout the country. You would think they'd have more time, but no one seems to have time for the Bible, even though they say it's important. And I try to find out why. In my 30 years of teaching, I really have been disappointed in both the children and the adults that I teach, that they don't think the Bible, they don't take enough time to read the Bible. They say it's important. And over the years, I've found out why. They say they can't understand it, it's boring, and they think the Old Testament is not relevant. And so this book was written to try to change that perspective. I've tried to make...
And I trust that you would negate all of those, that maybe the Bible isn't as confusing or outdated. What are your answers?
Well, my answer is that we do need help in understanding. I needed help when I was first starting out and still need it all the time. We all need it. And so what I've tried to do is to break it down a little bit and make the message easier to understand. There are some simple parts in there. The overall message is very simple, but there's sometimes confusing in how we get there, especially in the Old Testament. So I've tried to make it understanding. Tried to make it more engaging, make it conversational reading so that it makes it more enjoyable to read, but also to point out how relevant it is. I think these Old Testament stories that I've been retelling, that's what I'm doing it with the book, is retelling the Old Testament stories, making them relevant to today's life. People were the same today as they were back then. We have our issues, we have our problems, we have our good times, I have our bad times. And the stories of these Old Testaments, while I believe that they're historical stories, I believe they're parables like Jesus taught in parables. And so they're intended to teach us lessons, both in daily lives and for eternity. I believe God's plan of salvation is laid into these Old Testament stories. And I try to tie the Old and New Testament together to make everything more relevant to them. There are stories that like the story of Jacob and his sons. He had a favorite son, Joseph, and that ended up causing problems and jealousies. And in those stories, in the stories themselves, they don't talk about how bad that is, but the New Testament certainly does, and I know that it's implied in the story, but I try to help the reader understand that by quoting some of the Old Testament stories and bringing New Testament ideas into the Old Testament stories to confirm what my teaching's about and what the story is intended to convey to all of us.
Yes, the book is entitled Making God Part of Your Family with author Michael Grady on the line. So how do families read and discuss the Bible together, Michael? How do we make this happen?
Well, that's what I wrote the book. I've broken it down into about 10 to 15 minute reads. If you discuss it, it's 30 to 45 minutes. And to make it an enjoyable family time. My hope is that the family will start reading the Bible together to get back to God's Word. I think we've kind of left that out of our lives. I think it started out unintentionally, but I believe no one really believes it's the true Word, or too few people believe it's the true Word of God now. And if they can really get in there and read it and see how relevant it is and how God's plan of salvation was there from the beginning, I think it's more understandable. It's evidence well before Jesus was here that God's plan was there for him to come into our lives and to redeem us, yes, and to get us back on track.
Yes, sorry, and I'll ask the question many of us are asking. Have there been, let's just say, biblical prophecies that have come true?
I think there's so many. It's just overwhelming as you begin to read the stories. I try to point those out as the stories progress. The one that's so obvious is where God asked Abraham to offer his son Isaac, and which was a pure showing of what God was wanting to do for us when he offered his son to us. But there are others that are much more subtle than that. I believe that during the Passover, when the Israelites were leaving their slavery in Egypt and going to the Promised Land, God sent them out through the Passover, where the angel of death passed over those that had shed the blood of the lamb, the innocent lamb. The story says it needed to be a pure, spotless lamb, and that if they followed the instructions, the angel of death would pass over them. And there's just such a beautiful picture of what was going to happen in our lives if we were willing to put the blood of Jesus in our hearts, that the angel of death would pass over us and allow us to be in eternity with Jesus. And what's exciting is that once they did that, the next day they were allowed to head to the Promised Land. But in that promise, they had to cross the wilderness in the desert. They weren't without problems. They were on their way to heaven, but they weren't there. Or their heaven, the Promised Land being the spiritual reference to heaven itself. But God was promising them, but look how much troubles and issues they had to go through along the way. And it's what we're going to have, and what we have to face as Christians. We certainly have God there with us. They had the cloud and the fire to lead them and to be with them, but that didn't mean they were void of all the problems. So I just think there's stories after stories that are prediction of what really happens for us to make it believable. When you start reading it and you say, wow, this really is true, and God really does have a plan and really can trust it.
It's Michael Grady, again, author and more, Making God Part of Your Family. How do we find out more information? How do we get the book?
I have a website, www.michaelgrady.org, www.michaelgrady.org. I have a website where you can find out more about the book. I have volumes 1 and 2.
Awesome.
The first volume was Genesis through Deuteronomy. The second volume is Joshua through 1 Samuel. And I'm in the process of trying to complete volume 3 to complete the Old Testament.
Nice.
But you can also buy it on Amazon and Barnes and Nobles and bookstores.
Wonderful. Yeah, nice. Michael, keep up that good work. We'll talk again. Your latest, again, is out when we discuss this important information about the Bible and more. Take care to you.